hundreds of Spanish demonstrators gathered in front of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to protest the visit by Israeli President Shimon Peres. Several human rights associations, as well as Palestinians living in Madrid, also joined the crowd, chanting slogans such as "Peres murderer," "Free Palestine," and "Zapatero, accomplice of a criminal."
Siempre al pueblo palestino.
How long should we ignore the suffering of the Palestinian people and their Israeli siege? Our government are not doing enough. Israel is still expanding its territory with new settlements, while Palestinians are confined to a small area in their own country surrounded by the apartheid wall.
The protesters complain that the government is not voicing their true concerns and that Israel must be held top account for human rights violations. They are urging the EU to impose sanctions on Israel and boycott Israeli companies and goods. Some also argue that Peres should testify at a court investigating the deadly Israeli attack last May on the Gaza-bound Freedom Flotilla.
Israel is trying to find allies in the European Union, which becomes even more difficult every time they build new settlements or simply ignore international laws and keep Gaza under siege. However, with all the changes taking place in the Middle East, it is Israel which is now under siege.
Despite the protests, however, during a joint meeting, Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero told Peres that Madrid is interested in expanding strategic ties with Israel beyond issues concerning the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Protesters here are expressing their solidarity to the Palestinian cause and rejecting a tighter relation with the Israelis as long as they keep on ignoring international calls to lift the Gaza siege and stop the settlement activities. Sonia Laboon, Press TV, Madrid.